You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's getting to be about that time. Yeah, we're closing in on Browns kicking off in Jacksonville on Sunday. But about that time on a Friday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here out of the Dog Bowl means it's Friday forecast time with some of the topics that are ones that are on the tip of everybody's tongue going into this weekend around Browns Nation in the National Football League. Let's get our producer of the show, Emmett Golden, front and center. E-Goldie 80, what's happening with you? Everything good?
Oh, everything's fantastic. How's everything going with you guys out there?
We love it. You're running a tight ship, man. I'm trying to stay with you.
You know, I try to do what I could do.
I know that. I know.
Well, first up on the Friday forecast, fill in the blank. The Browns will beat the Jaguars on Sunday if...
I'm going to go with keeping third down to third and short on offense. I think if we keep it to third and short with our running game gaining big chunks on first and second, it enables our receivers to make those manageable third downs and keep our drive sustained.
I'm going to go with the Browns will beat the Jaguars Sunday if, and Reg, I said it yesterday, if we impose our will as the better football team and get off the field on defense and give our offense an opportunity to run that football, it will wear them down. We will break their will. They will give us the football. We will score a lot of points.
Yeah, that is a great way to impose the will. Browns will beat the Jaguars Sunday if this Browns defense continues to make the Blake Bortles learning curve one that doesn't take too big a jump of progression. A lot of pressure. I'm going to say hit him 8 to 10 times, sack him 3 to 4 times. Matt just said it. He'll give you the football. Football's going to come out. That's how the Browns beat the Jags Sunday if Blake Bortles has a rookie learning experience.
All right, well, next up on the Friday forecast, outside of Hoyer, who's the one player that is the wild card on offense for the Browns to play well this weekend?
Outside of Brian Hoyer, my go-to is Miles Austin. I'm going to go off my first point, keeping third downs to manageable positions. I think Miles, that guy, he's the veteran presence in that receiving group. I think he becomes a security blanket for guys like Brian Hoyer.
Outside of Brian Hoyer, what player is my wild card on offense? And I'm going to go with two. Sorry, I broke the rules. I'm going with Tate and Crowell. Those boys will have a great day. They give up 117 yards on the ground. I expect us to exceed 150 with both of those and multiple touchdowns.
I like it. I like all three from Joe and Matt. Miles Austin, Ben Tate, Isaiah Crowell, the Crow. But you know what? The football's got to get snapped cleanly. They've got to be able to make sure there are no exchange issues. And that's why I'm going outside of Brian Hoyer. My guy, Johnny Greco, very, very important on Sunday. Let's hope it's a continuance with his reps on 3 days of practice heavy and the opportunity for him to show that he's the guy because of his versatility can keep the exchange rate, so to speak, clean between him and Brian Hoyer.
All right, well, next up, Friday forecast. What are the keys for the Browns defense to perform at the same level as they did last week?
The keys to performing at the same level that they did last week is imposing the will, like Matt has said. Impose, bring the wood, make create your identity by sticking people. Use your pads, create turnovers, and again, the turnovers are big. Pick the ball off when it's up in the air from a rookie quarterback.
Our defense will have, our way with these Jacksonville Jaguars because they will start fast. We will hit them in the mouth early and let them know, rookie quarterback, we got your number. We're going to knock you on your butt. We're going to sack you. We're going to strip you. You're not going to be able to run the football. We're going to force you to beat us with your arm, and we know now that you can't.
Interesting. Like all of that, what are the keys to the Browns' defense performing at the same level as last week? I'll kind of tie this in. I was discussing pressure and a lot of heat on Blake Bortles. Come on now, DBs, secondary. There's an opportunity to put some numbers up. Right. I got to believe a couple of picks are going to be in the offing for this secondary. Maybe Joe Hayden grabs his first pick of the year. Maybe Dante Whitner roaming the middle as he's trying to hit Clay Harbor comes up with a pick. But there's going to be opportunities for that secondary to come up with the football this week. Numbers, they got their chance to add to those numbers, totals, and force turnovers. I think that's a big key this week.
And finally on the Friday forecast, other than the Browns-Jags, what NFL game are you looking forward to the most this weekend?
Other than the Browns game, I am looking forward to the Dallas game and the Giants. Jason Garrett is how I met my wife. I don't know whether to thank him or be mad at him. Megan, I love you. But I am looking forward to it because Dallas was a team that nobody gave any credit to. Jason right now is obviously up for Coach of the Year candidate.
Yes, he definitely is. The game that I'm looking for besides the Browns-Jaguars is the Bengals-Colts games for multiple reasons. We have both of those coming up on our schedule, the Bengals twice. And I think this is a great litmus test for the Cincinnati Bengals for us to look and go, how good really are they? Are they for real? Mm. You know, and they're missing Stewart. They're going to miss AJ Green again. So I look for Andrew Luck in that dome to have a great game. And we will test the Cincinnati Bengals. We'll see them in 4 weeks.
Yeah, that'll have implications with the Browns in the AFC North. I'm going to go with the San Francisco 49ers at the Denver Broncos.
I like that one.
Yeah. We're going to find out. There's talk of turmoil around Jim Harbaugh and his football team, but they've been coming out and balling, though.
4-2, right?
Yeah, impressive win on the road against St. Louis. Had to come back and do it. Kaepernick's playing well. And, of course, can they go into the rarefied air in Denver and find a way to curtail all that high-wire offensive stuff that goes on with Peyton Manning.
And Peyton Manning going for the record.
Two more touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly
two
right.
Two more touchdowns.
And all of his receivers. So that's the one I'm going to take a look at heavily, and we'll have to do that on the Browns plane coming back from Jacksonville, trying to take a peek. Thank you, DirecTV, on the charter flights. that's a beautiful thing. With San Francisco at Denver.
Yeah, I like it. And I think also, too, the one thing that we're going to get to here, guys, as we continue to wrap up the show is let's us weigh in. And I know, Reg, you shared it last night, and you can do it again on television, is let's get our Browns predictions, you know, because this is the last you're going to hear from us until you get us on Monday.
Go ahead.
In our review. So, Joe, I'll let you go first. Who do you like, Browns, Jaguars?
I like my Cleveland Browns for one reason. The tides have turned, just like in Lake Erie. We can go from really calm waters to just torrential downpours and high winds and 6-foot waves. I like what we have going on here. I see the Cleveland Browns laying some wood against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Physical domination, it sounds like. You got a score for us, Joe Vicious?
You know what? I'm going to go with maybe 34-14.
Ooh, close. I'm close. I like it. I'm of the same light. I think that the Cleveland Browns, you've heard me talk about it all week. I truly do believe they smell blood in the water, and they're on the cusp of something very special, and this cannot be a hurdle that they run into and not step over, or in this case, step on. I've got the Browns winning 27-13, so I'm maintaining that 14-point discrepancy that you had in your score. I just think that, you know, we're going to, at some point in the game, we're going to take field goals and not be able to punch it in, which kind of levels us out, because if we get touchdowns in every red zone or big play, we're going to score in the 40s. I just know that's not realistic, but we will also, too, limit highly what Blake Bortles and that high-flying offense can do.
Yeah, I'm on the same vein as you guys. As last night, 31-17 Browns, I really like the identity and what's come together with this offense. We were talking about last night, and you guys will appreciate this. I mean, Joe especially, again, they are throwing the football vertical, Joe, out of 13 personnel,
right,
with the one back and the three tight ends on the football field. Hoyer selling that play fake like he learned from Tom Brady. He was one of the best. Waggle, and then going vertical over the top to tight ends or maybe even a wide receiver. I think it's brilliant, creatively brilliant.
And without our running game being established and it doing as well as it is right now, there's no way that that works. But when you're throwing the ball out of a 13 package, one running back, three tight ends, and one wide receiver, you are doing something right, not only at the quarterback position. Your running backs are doing a hell of a job, and your offensive line has been impeccable so far.
Last thing to talk about 13 personnel, you know what it says to me as a defensive guy is? My guy is better than your guy. We're going to line up in what you think we're going to do. You know, we're going to be able to do what we want to do.
Because, Maddie, not to interrupt, but that screams running the football.
Absolutely,
with 13
it does.
Personnel.
And it just says, hey, Troy, you're over the hill, bro. I like my tight ends better than you in one-on-one or zone coverage.
I mean, I've been saying it gives me, like, you know, I see that, and you come out and still impose your will, run the and yet throw the football over the top. Wow, it's tremendous. Tremendous.
Browns fans, it's good to have options.
It is. Guys, been a lot of fun. Joe, great to have you with us here in the Dog Bowl. We'll see you again Monday. Matt Wilhelm, as always, terrific stuff.
Yes,
enjoy
sir.
The weekend.
Thank you.
Everybody will be watching the Browns. For our coordinating producer, Jason Gibbs, our show producer, Emmett Golden. We appreciate Tony Baselli and Mary Kay Cabot joining the show. All right, Browns Nation, let's get it revved up. Got to make it happen. Everybody's calling for a 2-touchdown Browns win on Sunday. Let's see if it becomes reality. Golden Boys coming up next. I'm Michael Regai. Go get it, Browns.
Here
bring it strong.
Here we go, Brownies. Here we go.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.